Hello, Go Team Partners. I hope you have had a very, very Merry Christmas. Here we are right after the holiday, and we are continuing our mentoring topic this month on praise, joy, and thanksgiving. You know, we've been talking about how praise and joy and thanksgiving are weapons, how they're tools, how they can empower you, how they can grant you access. One of the things I was thinking about today, especially around this Christmas season, is how praise, joy, and thanksgiving are also our safe place. And you know, that's something that gets thrown around in society a lot these days, how people are looking for a safe place, a place where they mean that is a place they won't be triggered, or a place they don't have to deal with difficult or hard things, where they can be cocooned from the challenges of life. But I actually think praise and joy and thanksgiving are a safe, not safe space like the world means it, but our safe place in God. And not in a place where there'll never be any challenges, but the place in the midst of challenges, we can tuck ourselves into God and be reminded in that place of all that He is, all that He's done. It helps us lay down, get past the anxiety, get past fear, get past doubt, get past intimidation of the challenges. Because when we praise, when we choose to rejoice, as the Apostle Paul called it, that's really what I'm thinking about in regards to joy. We've talked all this month about how joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, so we have it available to us. And I think when the Apostle Paul would say, rejoice, I say again, rejoice, what he was saying was to plug back into the joy that we have, the joy in the victory of the cross, the joy that God is with us. And as we've been talking about the tools and the weapons that praise and joy and thanksgiving are, that we can use praise to lift off the put on the garment of praise to lift off the spirit of heaviness, to defend against the oppression of depression, as it were, and the oppression of discouragement and all the heavy things that'll come against us in the midst of challenges or battles or even the heartache of going through difficult and challenging times. And then, of course, to be able to rejoice, to plug back into the joy, because the fullness of joy is always there in the presence of the Lord. And we're always in His presence because He's always with us. So we can choose to believe that, choose to plug into that. And then, of course, we give thanks. We enter into His gates, and we enter into His presence through the gates of thanksgiving. So we have these as tools. We have these as weapons. We have them as ways to access the fullness of Him and the fullness of the kingdom that's always ours. And I think while it's not the safe space that the world wants of where there's no challenges, there's no tests, there's no trials, there's no one who disagrees with us, it is our safe place in God, so that when we are going through a test, when we're going through a trial, when we're going through difficult times, and we're going through confusion or heartbreak, because you know, Jesus did promise in John 16 that there would be tests and trials in the world, but He also said, but fear not, because I have overcome the world. And in those temporal moments, when we are taking territory for the kingdom, when we're being blessed and entrusted with a battle in the earth as God's dominion stewards, I think the safe place for us is praise, joy, and thanksgiving. That doesn't mean we give praise and rejoice and give thanks for the difficulty. It means in the challenge, we give thanks to God that He's with us. In the challenge, we rejoice that we already have the victory in Christ, so it has to manifest in the earth. In the challenge, we praise God that He has overcome, that He always leads us into triumph. He always leads us into victory. So here as we end the month, and we've been talking and mentoring and discussing and teaching on praise and joy and thanksgiving and the tools that they are, even the weapons that they are, I wanted to remind you, because of the tools they are, because of the weapons that they are also our safe place. When we don't know what to do, for me, praise, joy, and thanksgiving rank up there with praying in tongues when I don't know what to do. When I don't know what to do, but I know God is with me, I give thanks that He is good, that even in this situation, He is good, that the fullness of His goodness will break forth. I give thanks that He is well able. I give thanks that He's already secured the victory, even if I haven't quite seen the fullness of it yet. I rejoice in the fact that God is with me. I rejoice in the fact that God is well able. I rejoice in the fact that God not only can, but he wants to. I rejoice in the fact that angels have been assigned to strengthen me in the midst of all of it. I rejoice in the truth of the word. I rejoice in the constant present tense of the great I am. I give praise for who he is. I give praise for what he's like. I give praise for his ability to lead me through. I give praise that he is with me. I give praise that he never forsakes me. I give praise that even if I'm not sure what to do, he will, but I praise him that all I have to do is ask him for wisdom and he'll give it to me. So those things are not only access points, they're not only weapons, they're not only ways of us laying hold of and having made manifest the gifts of the Spirit and the fullness of the kingdom that we have received through our born-again Spirit in Christ. There are ways to tuck ourselves into God and they become our safe place. So I wanted to remind you one more time of the incredible power and the incredible gift of praise, joy, and thanksgiving, that they are fruit, they are weapons, they are tools, they are access points to his presence, and to leverage. They're levers that allow us to leverage what we already have in the eternal realm, to see it fulcrumed in to the temporal realm in the midst of all that we're going through. But they're also verbs. They're things that they're nouns and they're verbs. They're things that we can actively choose to do. When we choose them as verbs, they manifest as nouns. I hope that makes sense. So when we choose to make praise and joy and thanksgiving, we know that's a safe place to enter into. So we're reminded who God is. We're reminded all that he's done. We're reminded that he's with us. So when we use them as our safe space, our safe place, we go into that place, we are reinvigorated, we are empowered. We, by choosing them as verbs, when we choose to praise, we choose to rejoice, we choose to give thanks, they become nouns. They become things to praise for, things we can rejoice over, things we can give thanks for, because they have been made manifest from the eternal realm into the temporal realm. Because when we choose praise, joy, and thanksgiving as a safe space, as our safe place to tuck ourselves into God, that is an act of faith. And then the substance of our faith helps make manifest those things that we're praising God for, we're rejoicing with God about, and we are giving thanks to the Lord for. So there you go. Wrapping up this wonderful month of December, right as we are celebrating the incredible gift of Messiah, the gift of Emmanuel. Talk about being able to praise and rejoice and give thanks. Boy, this is a great time of year for it. As we are with family or friends, and if you happen to be alone, know that you're in our hearts, so you're with us and we're with you. We're praying for you. We're sending love your way. We are rejoicing that we're all on the same team. We're all part of the same family, and we're also really excited about what 2020 holds. So we'll look forward to talking to you on our partner call coming up soon in January. We hope to see you online for our Shiloh services. And please come out for our events coming up in January. You know, we've got the Let Your Dreams Take Flight event January 25th with Patricia and Wendy Peter in our studios, all about how to stir up your dreams and have, and the dreams that you have, stir up new dreams and the dreams that you have, see them made manifest, how to co-labor with God the Creator to see your dreams made manifest. And then after that, on Sunday the 26th and Monday the 27th, both those evenings, 6 p.m. Sunday and 7 p.m. Monday, we've got the two nights of prophetic revival that we'd love to have you join us for. Those are online. Join us online for those, and we will see you in this new year that we are very, very excited about, and we are very, very grateful, Go Team, that we get to go into 2020 with you and with the kingdom to see God do amazing things throughout the earth through Patricia King Ministries and through each and every one of you. God bless you guys. Merry Christmas. We'll see you soon.